Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Ben, this is a really interesting story because it's a television show that's about to come about a real life situation. And I'm not sure if you can remember, but way back in 2005, when there was the guy Van Nguyen who was executed for drug trafficking in Singapore. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
It sort of ended up on television. It was a huge thing here. And in fact, the whole country almost stopped waiting to see if, you know, the Singapore government was going to step in. And of course, they didn't. So
it was the first execution of an Australian in Southeast Asia since 1993.
That's right. Absolutely extraordinary. Mm. So we've got the writer and director of the new SBS hit series. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Ben and Michael.
So the show is called Better Man. What sparked your interest in the story?
Several years ago, I was actually approached by a producer from Fremantle Media named Stephen Corbini, who said to me, we're interested in telling the story of the last Australian who suffered the death penalty in our world. And straight away I knew who he was talking about, and it was Van's story. And because I remember very clearly that morning when Van was executed, I was very emotional on that day, as were a lot of Australians. But also at the same time, I knew that there were so many Australians who were, whilst they opposed the death penalty, there were also many who were who supported Van's punishment and Van's execution. So I knew that straight away this was a big, major national interest story and a story that divided the country, and I thought, we have to tell this story.
As a director, though, how do you take a true story and turn it into a fictional work?
I spent a lot of time researching and you know, talking to those who were close to Van and knew him well. And from there, you kind of work out, well, what is it? What is the heart of his story? What is his story about? You know, and then ultimately, it was a story that was about two things. Firstly, it was a transformational story, a story about a young man who did a very silly thing and was very much still a boy, you know. And over the course of a few years, as he's incarcerated in his prison, he changes and he becomes a mature man, so to speak. And that's one layer of the story. The other layer of the story really is A Better Man is the story of a family and a group of lawyers who are racing against time, trying to save the life of this young guy on death row. So ultimately, in the end, it's about interweaving those two strands together to create the series.
And who are some of the cast, the Australian cast in it?
In our cast, we've got exceptional actors such as David Wenham, Brian Brown, Claudia Carvin, and I've always wanted to work with David and Brian, and I've worked with Claudia before, but they were just fantastic and fabulous to work with.
Do you think, in a way, though, you know, with the Bali Nine and there seemed to be an explosion for so many years there, you know, in and around the Chappelle Corby kind of timing, that Australians have kind of got a bit numb with what they've actually done. They're more interested now in not the celebrity nature of it, but, you know, that human interest of, you know, life in jail, life in prison. You know, it's kind of a weird voyeurism, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And also, because of the Bali Nine and Chappelle being Kerikeriboken in Bali, which is in some ways a very open prison, and everyone knows what goes on in there, and you have access to that prison. So I think that really you know, increases your kind of voyeuristic interest in that world. As opposed to Van, though, which was, because Van was in Changi, which is, you know, essentially one of the most secure prisons in the world, you know, only, even his friends and family only had half an hour access to him each week.
So finally, you know, within Australian society, what will resonate with the Australian viewers on this, do you think?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when viewers watch Better Man, I think they're going to realise that, you know what, there's so much more to this story beyond just that photo of the kid in the tie that we saw back in 2005 splash all over the papers. You know, there's so much more.
Look, thank you for joining us today on the program. Kay O'Doe there, writer and director of SBS's hit new series called Better Man, and we'll look out for it on the big screen or the small screen. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Michael.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.